Welcome back to Tirati Mechanachiomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Haaretz. Today we will continue our study of Sefer Mishlei. We are up to Parak Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. So let us get right into our learning of Shlomo HaMelech, Parak Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. Ki teshev lelechom es moshel, bin tavin es oshel fanecha. When you sit down to break bread with a ruler, you should understand what is before you. Discern well that which is before you. So, very, very sage advice. When you sit down with a politician, when you sit down with a ruler to break bread, when you're invited into the company of a king, you should understand well what is before you. And Shlomo HaMelech is saying that very often with politicians and with rulers, you have to read between the lines and you have to understand where you are sitting and before whom you are sitting. Pasuk Beis, v'samta sakin bilo echa. Very, very interesting pasuk. Ready? Pasuk Beis, v'samta sakin bilo echa im bal nefesh ata. So I'm going to use the Steinsaltz Ketuvim commentary to translate this pasuk, to explain this pasuk. The pasuk means you should put a knife in your throat if you are a bal nefesh. What is Shlomo HaMelech telling us? Even if the ruler displayed great generosity by inviting you to feast with him, you must be careful. Therefore, put a knife into your throat, quote, so you do not speak too much at this meal. If you are a wise and sensitive person, as unnecessary disclosures can harm you. So once again, either that's interpreted as the importance of watching your speech. When you sit with a ruler, when you sit with a king, put a knife in your throat, i.e. watch your words. Be very careful as to what you say. Unnecessary disclosure can harm you. However, Steinsaltz Ketuvim points out, some explain the verse means something else, and that is put a knife in your throat, i.e. do not eat too much if you are someone with a large appetite. So perhaps it's advice on health. A person must be healthy and well, and he should watch his food intake if he has a large appetite. Very interesting. Pasuk Dalet. Al tiga laha ashir mibinascha chadal. Do not tire yourself out from becoming wealthy. Cease your discerning. You're investigating ways of amassing more and more money. Pasuk Hay continues this theme. Ha sa'if einecha bo ve'einenu ki asa ya'asa lo knafayim kinesher ya'uf hashamayim. If you cast your eyes upon it, i.e. if you cast your eyes upon acquiring wealth, as soon as you look upon the money, it's gone. It will make wings for itself. It will disappear quickly like an eagle. It will fly to the heavens, leaving no trace of the hard work you invested in amassing your wealth. We're going to come back to these two psuk and pasuk dal and pasuk hey. Pasuk Tes, ba'aznei kasil al tadaber. Don't even bother speaking to the ears of a foolish person. Don't even bother speaking into the ears of a foolish person. Ki yavuz l'secha milecha. Because when you speak to a fool, he will scorn the insight of your words. Don't waste your words. Don't waste your time. And also, perhaps, mutav shu shogim v'lo mezidim. What are you going to speak to a fool for? He's not going to listen anyway. He'll just make a bizayin, a mockery, a scoffery of your words. So better, he should continue on his path in an unknowing fashion rather than know that he is sinning and know that he is doing the wrong thing. Pasuk Yud Beis, Havia l'musar libecha, bring chastisement into your heart. Va'aznecha le'imrei das, let your ears hear words of discernment and knowledge. So Shlomo HaMelech is reminding us, so when you hear musar, you should take it. When you hear words of wisdom, let it enter your ears. Pasuk Yud Gema, Al timna minar musar, up to verse 13. Al timna minar musar, ki sakenu b'shevet lo yimus. Oh, here he speaks to adults. It's interesting given what we spoke about yesterday. But just because we spoke about yesterday, Chanuch Lanar Al Pi Darko, does not mean the child never needs chastisement. It just means you have to know how to give the chastisement, which language to speak. Do not hold back from giving the lad chastisement. Ki sakenu b'shev Elohimus. If you give him a light spanking, he will not die. If you hit him with the rod, he will not die. Now, again, a Meshpir of Lublin would tell us, you have to know the generation. I don't advise taking out a rod on any child today. You will certainly not be successful. You will have the total opposite effect. You could be, God forbid, arrested. You will damage yourself and your child morally forever. But Shlomo HaMelech is telling us here, applying it to our generation, you cannot hold back chastisement for the child. You do have to strike him with a proverbial rod, and he will not die. Children thrive on structure. They strive on or thrive on order, and everybody needs to be rebuked. Everyone needs to be told what's right and wrong. The key is to do it in a language that they understand. Pasuk Yudalat, Ata B'Sheva Takenu, you shall hit him with the rod, V'nafshol Mishol Tatsil. And when you hit him with the rod, you will save him from the Sha'ol. You will save him from the depths of the netherworld. Again, today we would say the proverbial rod. Bini im chacham libecha, pasuk tazvav. My son, if your heart is wise, yismach libi gamani. If your heart is wise, then I, your parent, I, your teacher, my heart will rejoice as well. If you go on the path of wisdom and the path of Torah and the path of proper behavior in life, my heart will rejoice too. Pasuk gedzayim. Al yakana libcha b'chatayim. A person should not be jealous of anyone. But certainly, your heart should not be jealous of sinners. Ki im b'yiras Hashem kol hayom. Your heart should be steeped in the fear of God all day. Pasuk yud tes. Shema ata b'ni v'chacham v'asher b'derech libecha. Listen, my son, become wise. Let your heart be fortunate in the proper path. Al tehi b'sove yayin b'zolele basar lemo. Ah, do not be a guzzler of wine, a glutton when it comes to meat. Ki sove v'zolo yivarish. Because a glutton and a guzzler will become impoverished. Ukeraim talbish numa. I am up to, I forgot to tell you what pasuk I'm up to. I'm up to Pasuk Chaf through Chaf Aleph, verses 20 through 21. Don't be a guzzler and a glutton. Don't imbibe large amounts of wine and food because these people will become poor. You will be clothed in tatters. Pasuk Chaf Beis, Shema La'avicha Zeyilodecha. Listen to your father, the one who bore you. Va'al Tavuz Kizikna Imecha. And do not scorn your mother when she becomes old. Almost finally, Pasuk Chaf Gima. Emes kene va'altimkor, acquire truth and do not sell it. In other words, don't exchange the truth for anything in the world. Chachma musar bina, should always hold on to wisdom, chastisement, and discernment. Pasuk chavhei, yismach avicha v'imecha v'sagel yoladatecha. When you go on the proper path of life, your father and your mother will rejoice. Those who gave birth to you will rejoice. Interestingly, the parak ends, psukim chavtes through lamid hei, are all warnings and advice against the dangers of wine. So the parak ends telling us about the dangers of wine. Now that we've gone through a sampling of many of the beautiful sayings of King Shlomo and important sayings of King Shlomo, I want to go back to Psukim Dalet through Hey, okay? Verses 4 through 5. Al tigala ha'ashir. Do not make yourself weary. Do not strive to become rich. Mibinas chadal. Why? Cease your discerning. In other words, don't cease your investigating ways of amassing more and more money. Pasuk hey. Ha'sa'if e'nechabo ve'einenu. Before you even cast your eyes upon it, the money has disappeared. Ki asa yasalo knafayim. It will make for itself wings. Kinesher ya'uf hashamayim. It will fly away. Like a bird of prey in the sky. So Shlomo Melech is telling us here that don't bother amassing money. This is Shlomo Melech, who is fabulously wealthy, besides for fabulously wise. But once you cast your eyes upon it, it's already gone. It makes wings for itself, like a bird, like a majestic bird. It flies away in the sky. So what is Shlomo Melech telling us? Should we never amass parnasa? Should we never amass material goods? Surely a person needs material goods to live. And I'm not talking about excess materiality. I don't need to be a millionaire and a trillionaire and a billionaire, not in that order. But I need food. And how am I going to buy food? I can only buy food if I have money. And I need clothing because I can't go on the street naked. So how am I going to get clothing? I need a house over my head. I need air conditioning in the summer so I don't chas v'shalom die of heat. And I need heat in the winter so I don't freeze of the cold. So yes, we need money. So what is Shlomo HaMelech telling us? Do not make yourself weary from amassing money. It will fly away before you even look at it. The key to understanding how we live in this world is to understanding that all of the gashmis that Hashem gives us can be found as a key to eternity if we use it for Torah and mitzvos. So if when I buy my food for Shabbos, I have in mind, mamash in mind, l'kavod Shabbos kodesh, I am buying this food, so I'm using gashmis, I'm taking parnasa, money, to go to the supermarket and buy food, so that I can honor the Shabbos, kavod Shabbos kodesh, so that I can have hachnasas orchim, so that I can feed my family, shema b'ni musar v'yichalat hitosh Torah simecha, I can build a home on Torah simecha. So that I can be healthy when I eat the salad. I'm actually not joking. Think these things. Then that parnasa, that money that I've just used to buy food, is a mitzvah on four different levels. It's kavod Shabbos kodesh, possibly a chnasas archem. It's Torah simecha, and it's a neshmartam al denafshasechem. And if I do chesed with it and I deliver food to a friend in need, then I've just done gminis chasadim. Any act that I do of gashmis, when I channel it and make it ruchnias, the money becomes everlasting, and then it flies away into your portion in Gan Eden, instead of flying away with the vulture over the sky, never to be seen again. The Mishnah tells us in Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes, Pirkei Avos, Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, the Tana Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma says, Pa'am achas ha'isi mehalech baderech, ufaga bi adam echad. One time, says Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, I was walking on the way, and I met a man. when Hashan Lishalam, Vechzarti Lishalam, he gave me Shalom Aleichem, I gave him an Aleichem Shalom. Amar Vi Rabbi Meisa Makom Ata. He said to me, so Rabbi, where the place are you from? Amar Tilo, I said to him, Meir Gadol Shechacham Mishal Sofer Mani. I'm from a great city of Torah scholars and scribes. Amar Li, and this man said, he said to me, Rabbi, Ritzon Shechatadur Imanu B'mekameinu? You want to come live in our place? Vani Eteinecha Elef Alafim Din Reisav Avanim Tovas Umargolius. I'll give you thousands and thousands of pieces of gold and precious gems and pearls. Amarti lo, said Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Im atan osein li, kol kasef v'zahav avanim tovos umargolios shebaolam. If you give me all of the silver, all of the gold, all the precious gems, all the pearls in the whole world, eini dar el b'makom Torah, I will never live in a place other than a place that has Torah. So in a place of Torah, don't they need money? Don't they need food? Don't they need clothing? Don't they need heat? Don't they need air conditioning? Don't they need to pay the water bill so they have cold water and warm water? Yes, of course they do. Don't they need to send their children to learn Torah and pay yeshiva tuition? Of course they do. But in a place of Torah, all of our finances are utilized for Avodas Hashem, with the kavanas of Avodas Hashem. Continues the Mishnah. We're in Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Vav, Mishnah Tes. And so it says in the book of Tehillim that was composed by David, the king of Israel, Tovli Torah Picha Me'alfei Zahav V'Kesef, the Torah of your mouth, Hashem, is better for me than thousands of gold and silver. V'lo od. And not only that, says the Mishnah, Elisha b'shas p'tirasu shel Adam, when a person departs from this world, ein malavin lo la'adam lo kasev lo zav lo avadim tovos margolios. What accompanies a person to the next world? Is it silver? Is it gold? Is it diamonds? Is it pearls? The Tana tells us what accompanies a person to the next world is not silver, it is not gold, it's not precious gems, it's not pearls. Ela Torah Maisim Tovim Bilvar. It's the tzedakah we gave. Those funds, that money, all of a sudden becomes eternity. It's the Achnasas Archim you did. It's eternity. It's you sending your children to yeshiva, to day school, to pay for their tuition, to buy Shabbos clothing. Torah Maisim Po Tovim Bevad. It's the Torah and good deeds that accompany us to the next world. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, and now the Mishnah quotes Mishlei, Mamish Mishlei, Bisalechacha Tenecha Osach. When you walk, it will lead you. Bishachbecha Tishmar Lecha. When you lay down, it will guard you. Vahakitsosa Hisisichacha. When you wake up, it's your speech. What does this Pasuk for Mishlei mean? Bisalechacha Tenecha Osach, says the Mishnah. When you walk, it will lead you. Torah Mitzvahs, Ba'olam Hazel, in this world. B'shach b'cha tishmar lachem, when you lay down, it will guard you, where? Bekever, in the grave. V'hakitso sehi tisichacha, when you wake up, it'll be your conversation, where? Lo'olam haba, the next world. V'omer, and the Mishnah continues and ends, Li'a kesev, li'a zavnu mashem tzvakos, a pasuk from Chagai. God says, to me is the silver, to me is the gold, says Hashem, the Lord of hosts. So what does Mishlei mean when he tells us, don't bother amassing finances, before you turn around, they've flown away? It's true. If you amass finances for the purpose of amassing finances, then before you turn around, it's 120, and a person's in the grave, and those finances mean nothing. But if you amass finances in order to live a life of Avodas Hashem, to give tzedakah, to support your family, to send your children to Talmud Torah, to yeshiva, to day school, to buy food for Shabbos, to honor Yom Tov, to give tzedakah, to help your neighbor, to clothe yourself, you're doing mitzvos. And if you do mitzvos, those finances are eternity, and that never flies away. I'll end by quoting a story from the Heni Machlis biography, the great Heni Machlis, Asar Yimeinu of our time, Allah Shalom. Let's say you have $100. This was Heni's Torah teaching, Heni verbatim. Ready? Let's say you have $100, and suddenly there's a knock on your door, and it's a poor person. You take $10 out of your wallet. You give it to this poor person. How much money do you have left? Sounds like a joke, right? Said Heni. What's your answer? You'll say, I have $90 left. No, said Heni. It's not a joke, and you don't have $90 left. You have $10 left. Why? Because the other $90 you're going to spend on your groceries, you're going to pay your bills, you're going to waste it. But those $10 that you gave to the poor person, those $10 stay with you forever and ever and ever. And so when King Shlomo HaMelech tells us, Al tiga laha ashir, don't exhaust yourself from becoming wealthy. Mibinascha chadal. Stop ceasing ways to be wise, to amass more money. Hasa'if einechabo ve'einenu. You just look at it and it's gone. Ki asa yasalo knafayim. Look at this. Your money made wings to fly to Shemayim. Ki nesher ya'ufa Shemayim. It's flying away like a grand... Nesher is really a vulture. I don't want to get into it right now, but Nesher is not an eagle. It's flying away like a bird of prey. That's only if you use gashmis for the sake of gashmis. But if you use gashmis for the sake of ruchnias, for avodas Hashem, for Torah, mitzvos, and ma'isim tovim, then like the pasuk says in Mishlei, says Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, when you walk, it will lead you in this world. When you lay down, it will guard you in the next, in the kever, in the grave. And when you wake up in the next world, it will be your conversation before the Beis Din Shamala. They will see you spend your whole life using what Hashem gave you to better yourself, better Am Yisrael, improve your neshama, and be osik in Torah and mitzvot. What better use of our wealth is there than to help others change ourselves and become closer to the Ribono Shel Olam? Wish you a wonderful day. Thank you so much. Be'ezer Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Kol Tov, and thank you to all.
Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat and Le'zecher Nishmat, Rose Forman, Rachel Rachel, Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the Neshamot have aliyah in the merit of these Divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.